Act, Chapter 14. And it happened in Iconium that they went into the synagogue of the Jews together and spoke in such a way that a large number of both Jews and Greeks believed. But the Jews who refused to believe rose up and poisoned the minds of the Gentiles against the brethren. In spite of this, they spent time there, speaking boldly in the Lord, who testified to the word of his grace, by granting signs and miracles to be done by their hands. But the populace of the city was divided, and one part sided with the Jews, and the other part with the sent ones. But when a violent attack was planned by both the Gentiles and Jews together with their leaders to mistreat them and stone them, the sent ones became aware of it, and fled to the cities of Lycaonia, Lystra, Derbe, and the surrounding region, and they proclaimed the good news there. And at Lystra a certain man sat there, who was paralyzed in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. This one heard Paul speaking, who, looking intently at him, and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped up and walked. So when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have become like men and have come down to us." And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercury, because he was the primary speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, whose temple was above the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates and wanted to make a sacrifice with the crowds. But when the sent ones, Barnabas and Paul, heard about it, they tore their clothes and rushed into the multitude, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing this? We are men like you, with similar passions, but we are announcing this important message to you, so that you would turn from these useless things to a God who is actually living, the one who made the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and everything that is in them, who in past generations allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways. And yet he didn't leave himself without a testimony by doing good to you and giving you rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with food and gladness." And with these words, they barely restrained the crowds from sacrificing to them. But Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and, having convinced the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But as the disciples stood around him, he rose up and entered into the city. Then the next day he went with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had proclaimed the good news in that city, and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, to Iconium, and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying that it is necessary to go through many afflictions to enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had pointed out for them the older, more spiritually mature brothers in every gathering of the called out ones, and had prayed with fasting, they entrusted them to the Lord on whom they had believed. And having gone through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia, and when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. Then from there they sailed to Antioch, from where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work which they had now fulfilled. And when they had come and had gathered the called out ones together, they rehearsed all things which God had done with them, and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. So they spent a considerable time there with the disciples. This is the end of Acts, chapter 14. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.